You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to learn about international student ministry today. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, Sue Hasselbring. She's a ministry catalyst for international student ministry. Sue, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hi, Andy. It's great to be with you guys.
Also joining us today, Ken Bickle. He serves as board president for international student ministry. Ken, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you much. Glad to be here.
So tell us, why does International Student Ministry, Inc. exist? Who wants to tackle that one?
Well, I can speak to it. There are over a million international students that have that are studying in the United States at many different universities and colleges. Others are here as scholars in postdoctoral programs, maybe with the intent to stay, but many plan to go back home because they come from countries where Christianity, for instance, doesn't have free range to move. It literally is the nations coming to us. And so we exist as International Student Ministry Incorporated to support the various places in the United States that are doing outreach to international students or are planning to arrange and manage to do that. And that's one of Sue's main jobs, is to help multiply the sites that exist around the country.
Sue, tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, there are congregations and campus ministries all across the U.S. that are reaching out intentionally to international students. This work was started almost 30 years ago by Carl and Carol Selly. He was called to serve in Michigan to start outreach among international students at 6 campuses in Michigan. And as he started doing that, he realized that there were already congregations down at Texas A&M and in Normal, Illinois, that were reaching out to international students. And so International Student Ministry Incorporated was formed as a way for Lutherans who hope to or were already ministering among international students to be encouraged, to share resources, to be able to learn together from one another and to grow what they are in the ministry that they are doing.
I'm curious about how both of you got involved with this work. So how did you get involved with International Student Ministry? Sue?
Yeah, I got involved in one way when I was a college student back in 1982 at the University of Missouri at Rolla. I was in the library one day looking through the card catalog, and I noticed a man standing next to me who looked to be having some trouble finding what he was looking for. I could tell that he was from another country. And I turned to him. My mother always said, if you see someone who needs help, you offer to help them. So I turned to him and I said, would you like some help finding your book? And he said, oh, yes, please. So we found his book in the card catalog. You know, can you imagine if you grew up with, well, here, if we would go and we were looking up a book in an Arabic language card catalog, how would we do that? I mean, the alphabet's totally different, right? So we found his book and I said, well, do you know where it is in the library? And he wasn't sure. So we wandered through the library together looking for books, and he started to ask me questions. So why do American men wear shorts? And his questions went on and on and on. Why do you drive on the right side of the road? Everyone else in the world drives on the left. Well, not quite everyone else, but. And so he just had questions one after the other, and I answered them. And eventually he said, so what do you Christians believe? And I was shocked. I had not known this man for 20 minutes. And here he was asking me about what Christians believe. I shared with him, and I never saw him again. But his questions really totally transformed my life and helped me to realize that there were students from around the world that were curious about Christianity and that perhaps I should be more friendly towards them and be willing to answer their questions. I had the opportunity later to give Bibles to an international student from China. And then when I transferred to Concordia River Forest, there was an ESL, an English as a Second Language program on campus. And I was a friend of lots of the international students there. So that's how I got involved. I wasn't officially involved in International Student Ministry Incorporated until 2021, but I served overseas for 30 years. And while I was overseas, whenever I came back to the States, as I was speaking to different congregations, I would say, now there's a university near you, and you could be reaching out to the students at those universities. And one of my friends had started doing that in Flint, Michigan. And Kate Cole was reaching out to international students in Flint, Michigan. And she then served on the board of International Student Ministry. And when they were looking, after Carl Selle died of a brain tumor, they were looking to hire someone to be the ministry catalyst. And Kate said, Stu, you're the person for this job. And so it was through my dear friend Kate that I became the ministry catalyst of International Student Ministry in 2021.
Wow. Ken, how about you? How did you get involved with International Student Ministry, Inc.?
Well, my actual student contact started when I was teaching in college. But many years after that, Gail and I signed up to be friendship families for some students at WashU. And that was through one of our most developed sites, which is International Student Ministry St. Louis. And we just loved it. It was amazing to us. And it still amazes me that students could be here for, if they're doctoral students, they could be here 6 or 7 years and never be in an American home. And there's enough within their own culture that they spend their time with each other. They take refuge in that. And frankly, the domestic students don't, it's not an automatic thing to have, an international student friend. But wow, was it cool to get together with, you know, two Chinese law students, and the conversations included everything and everything. And we still have good friends through that experience. So those of you familiar with St. Louis is Washington University, which is a major university, St. Louis University and Maryville University. Lots of opportunity and lots of experience. That's what got me interested when Sue said, well, there's another way you can serve. And that's to be on the board for the organization that helps multiply what these groups do and help support new ones to get them going.
Now, Ken, you mentioned that ISM St. Louis is one of the sites. What is an ISM site? What are the ISM sites?
They're everything and anything because they sprout. There's no structure that they're given. They're not franchises. And depending on who got inspired and what's available and how close the church is to campus. So it's really just the people that define it. Oftentimes pastors, lay people, each one is different. And that's, so Sue, maybe you can add to that since you're the catalyst.
Yeah, well, I would say that a site serves international students in one or more of four ways. So some offer a cultural event once a year or once a month. That could be a Thanksgiving dinner to which they invite international students. It could be a hayride, pumpkin carving, Easter egg hunt, a Valentine's party. So some sites put on those once a month events or once a year events and invite international students to that. That's cultural. So the second one would be English as a second language support. So there are some sites that have full-blown ESL classes and others have what they call conversation groups, where they invite students to come, listen to a short presentation about some topic, and then afterward get into small groups and continue discussing and talking about the vocabulary related to that topic. Those topics could be anything from what is tailgating at a football game to, things about American elections. And they just do a conversational topic every week. So our site down in Norman, Oklahoma, has a very well-developed English conversation group session that meets every Saturday. The third way that people are involved is through hospitality. And in some ways, this is the most common way. Hospitality includes a wide variety of things. It includes the friendship families Ken already mentioned. It can include offering meals on a once a month or once a week basis for students. For example, Martha Helmreich she's also in Flint, Michigan, reaching out to Kettering University. And she and some of the ladies at her church offer a soup supper for the students on a regular basis. Martha also goes on walks with them. our site in the ISM site in Columbia, Missouri has, what do they call it now? It's like a household goods free giveaway household pantry. And so the students can come and can get sheets. Many of these students arrive and they immediately have to set up an apartment and they need stuff to do that with. So sheets, dishes, pots and pans, any household goods. So that's all part of the broad hospitality category. And then the fourth category is Bible studies specifically aimed at international students. Now, some sites don't offer specific Bible studies. They just welcome the students into whatever Bible studies are going on at that Lutheran church or campus ministry. And that works pretty well for international students that are already Christians. But for international students aren't believers, they very often need to start with Bible studies that are very different to what we would think of as normal Lutheran Bible studies. In a Lutheran Bible study, we say, now this refers to what Moses did, and this refers to what David said, and you're jumping all around the Bible. And it can be very confusing if you have no Bible background. So there are sites that offer Bible studies specifically for international students, usually starting with Genesis, always very open to explaining terms and taking things at the speed that is comfortable for the international students who are involved. So those are the four types of things that international student ministry sites are involved in. And some do other things as well, but most can be categorized in those four ways.
We're talking with Sue Hasselbring and Ken Bickle with International Student Ministry, Inc. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates. At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Sue Hasselbring and Ken Bickle with International Student Ministry, Inc. And before we went to break, Sue, you were talking about the different ways that ISM sites serve the students. And you mentioned friendship families. And Ken, I would like to know more about your experience as a friendship family. Tell us about your experience serving in that way.
Well, it is amazing because I'm older. Not that younger people couldn't also do this, but most of the cultures of the students that come that I had experience with, respect for the older folks is just a standout part of the culture. And to be invited to somebody's home to either share making a meal, but the conversations, because they're students, they're learning. And if nothing else, they want to learn about our culture. Some of them intend to work here, live here. And so it's way easier than people could imagine. I'll give you one example. There was a couple that agreed to me, just one time we agreed. One time you'll be matched up with a couple or a person or a couple friends. And they had one young woman from St. Louis University. She was from Taiwan. And in the course of no time at all, she was sharing things with them about her struggles, her personal feelings, her loneliness. And I just remember talking to this couple. You realize this woman has never said any of these things to her friends on campus before, but you were safe and she respected you so much. And so, yeah, eating meals, usually the core, but then they want to meet again. When do we get to meet? When do we get to go do something? When can we make you a meal? Yeah. It's where the rubber meets the road as far as relationships.
Go ahead.
Well, another thing about friendship families, right now in the U.S., international students need friendship families more than ever before. The students are just so confused, so concerned about the various things that they're hearing in the news. They don't know if they'll still have visas. They don't know why. Some of their friends are losing visas. They need someone who will come alongside them, who will offer to pray for them. You know, many of us as Lutherans, we feel a little bit hesitant about saying, oh, could I pray for you? Or we'll say, well, I'll pray for you, and we pray for them privately. But these students, you know, if they're sharing with us about a concern they have, I find that if I say, could I pray for you about that? They say, oh, yes, please. Whether they're Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, atheist, they will all say, yes, please. And then I say, could I pray for you right now? And then I pray, just saying back to God the very words that they said to me, just a couple of sentences, and, you know, then say amen. And then I assure them that I will continue praying for them. And I get back in touch with them and I ask, how's it going? And this is something that any of us can do. I love what one of my pastors always said. Pastor Welther used to say, the prayer that all of us should pray the most often is, Jesus, help me. And that's basically what we can do for our international friends who right now are feeling a lot of stress and a lot of concern. So, you know, I just really want to encourage people that if you see someone from another country, be extra friendly. Don't be shy about talking to them. They don't even have to be a student for you to be a friend of someone from another country. Refugees, immigrants, even professors who have been here for years and are citizens now would still appreciate friendships with other Americans. And so I would encourage you, you know, if you see someone who's different, say hi, smile, ask them a question. And who knows where God might lead this, but all of us need friends. And I have just been blessed by the many friendships with international students over the years.
So just a comment, this is what Sue does out and about the country, helping people understand this at the site level, that this is how, this is what's calling them through the Great Commission. And we don't get to do that very often unless we're, she and I and our board are actually participating in a local site. Basically, we're helping others connect with each other and share how those things work.
Yeah. And part of what I do, you know, is to offer, just consulting to any Lutheran that would like to start getting involved in ministering among international students. So I can do a Zoom call with a group. I can visit them one-on-one. We find out what resources they have, who are the people who are interested, what start thinking about what their next step would be, steps would be. And then we also invite them to participate in our monthly Zoom calls. So we offer Zoom calls on different topics almost every month of the year where site leaders or volunteers can join in and discuss some topic that is relevant to ministry among international students. And then another thing that we do is we have our equipping conference once a year. This year, we decided to offer it immediately after the campus ministry pastors training that the LCMS is putting on out in Irvine, California. So they're going up until noon on the 30th. And after that, we're doing an 8-hour equipping conference for international student ministry to help both those who are already involved and those who might be interested in becoming involved to gain more skills in ministry among international students. Last year, we held it in Oklahoma, and we had a 2-day event, but this year we decided just to do a shorter one. So anyone that will be at that is welcome to, that will be out there in Irvine is welcome to sign up for our equipping conference.
Very good. Tell us about the in-depth Bible seminar that's coming up as well, hosted by International Student Ministry, Inc.
Yes. So the in-depth Bible seminar is an opportunity for international students who have been engaging with Christians for 4 to 6 months at least, sometimes longer, who are either new believers or who are ones who have been reading the Bible, studying the Bible, learning a lot, but are not feeling comfortable professing faith perhaps at this time. There are so many pressures on many of the international students from family and from government situations that for many of them, that is just a huge step. But anyway, they are invited to come to St. Louis for a 6-day in-depth Bible seminar. It's being led by Reverend Larry Vogel and Reverend John Carley. And we will be, just spending 6 days digging into the Gospel of John and also covering aspects of Christian life and faith. Lutherans might call it catechesis, but that is something that those, that term is not familiar to international students. So we're talking about Christian life and faith. And then at the end of that, they'll go back to their home congregations that they've been connected with already. And we just believe that this time away, well, they've told us in the past how much this means to them, how much it strengthens their faith and helps them grow in their love for God's word, in their confidence in praying. And we offer this every year. So it will be held May 14 to 21 here in St. Louis. And so if you're a friend of an international student and you're just hearing about in-depth Bible seminar, please get in touch with me. We would love to have your, that you've been engaging with, to join us at the in-depth Bible seminar. We have up to 20 students participating, and most of them register in the last few weeks. So it's always a bit of a question how many we're going to have. But they're all looking for summer jobs or internships or might take classes in the summer. And so it's often hard for them to make a commitment to come until closer to the date.
That sounds like a really exciting opportunity. And I know you mentioned some details about the equipping conference, but once again, can you give us the dates and the details for that one as well?
Right. So the equipping conference will be May 30th at Concordia Irvine. And it will run from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can go online to isminc.org and then click on the homepage. There will be a place you can click on the equipping conference, or you can just add, I always forget if it's a backslash or a forward slash equip after our isminc.org. I guess it's a forward slash equip is a way that you can find more. And there's a link to our registration page there. Or you can email me at sue@isminc.org.
Fantastic. Those are really great opportunities. And if people are hearing this and want to be more involved, I know you said they can email you. What are some conditions or ideal things that maybe people can be looking for in their congregations or their communities, maybe to spark some ideas of becoming more involved?
Right. Well, I would say anyone who lives within 30 minutes of campus can become involved in ministry among international students. If you like driving, then you can live an hour away and commute. But usually, yeah, living within 30 minutes is helpful. So then other things, people who are just friendly, who are willing to reach out to people who are a bit different than you. You really don't need any skills to be a friend. You know, Jesus said to us, you are my friends, and he wants us to share that gift of friendship with others. And as Ken mentioned, international students love to have an American aunt and uncle, someone that they can turn to for advice, for help. So, but families with children also love having international students to their home. Their children just grow in their awareness that the world is not just whatever town they live in the United States, but the world is a much bigger place. And they learn about other cultures. They learn about other holidays. People of all, and university students also. We strongly encourage university students to just be intentional about being a friend of one international student. In fact, I go to the LCMS youth gathering and I dress as an international student, and I engage with the youth at the youth gatherings, inviting them to sit down for a cup of tea with me. And then I ask them questions that an international student might ask, some of the same questions I've been asked over the years, and let the students respond to me. It's been amazing to see the impact that makes on some of our youth. And some of them have gone on then to be intentional about being friends of international students.
Our guest today, Sue Hasselbrink, Ministry Catalyst for International Student Ministry, Inc. Sue, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Ken Bickle, Board President for International Student Ministry, Inc. Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.